जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Qualification of a Bona Fide Spiritual Master, delivered on 26th of July 2016 in Toronto, Canada.
Gopi Jana Bala Bhavala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय people go home, so therefore they prasad right in the end. And Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, we started the first temple, you all to introduce very delicious prasadam. Many people will come for prasad and they become devotees. I'm going to talk about the five most important points for spiritual advancement. He spoke on the 15th anniversary. He spoke on Sanatana Goswami the other day. He spoke on many different topics over the past 5-6 days. So today we'll speak on the five most important points emphasized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave very detailed instructions to Sanatana Goswami. I hold this mic a little higher. And he summarized them into five main points. I'm sure you've heard these points before. The first one is Sadhu Sangha. Next is chanting the holy name. Then is hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth is worshipping the deity with faith and love. The fifth is residing in Toronto. Toronto also has harm because Prabhupada came to Toronto twice. So to make spiritual advancement, spiritual association is very, very necessary. Lord Chaitanya has said, our goal should be to advance spiritually and become humble and meek. This morning, we were lecturing in the Toronto temple, and we were lecturing on Lord Krishna's appearance, how he appeared in his four-headed transcendental form and then transformed himself to an ordinary child. This he could do because the Lord is omnipotent and he can do anything Therefore, he is also known as Achintya. What does Achintya mean?
Inconceivable.
God is inconceivable. To understand God's position, we have to approach a devotee of the Lord. We can't understand the Lord on our own.
Don't make this arm shorter. Yeah, much shorter. Take the pole a little bit out here. Wash off. Make it closer.
You need an engineer in every temple.
Yes, that's better. Make it a little shorter.
Well, now it's too short. Everyone knows the importance of spiritual association. What is the qualification of a sadhu? Who knows? In the third canto, we read about the exchange between Kapila Dev and Devahuti. Kapila Dev was an incarnation of God, and Devahuti was his mother, and his father Dev was? So the mother knew my son is an incarnation of God. So she wanted to know, how can I become free from the calamities of birth and death? She said, you are my transcendental eye. Just like we see through the eyes, we see through the eyes of the Guru and Sadhu. She said, you are my transcendental eye. And you can cut the tree with the axe of knowledge. So Kapila Dev was very pleased by this question, just like in the Bhagavatam, first canto we see. And when Parikshit Maharaj was inquired, what should one do who is about to die? Sukadeva Goswami was very pleased by that question. Because he said the answers will benefit everyone. So Sukadeva Goswami, so Kapila Dev replied, that, my dear mother, by associating with saintly people, you will be able to get transcendental knowledge. Then the mother said, how do I recognize who is transcendental? Is it just by uniform? You recognize a sadhu. There are so many sadhus in India, as you know, who smoke beeries and they wear seven clothes and do nonsense also. So how do you recognize a saintly person? So then Lord Kapila Dev replied, Tetiksha Karunika Sula Sabadainam. A saintly person is very tolerant, Diksha. In the material world, there will always be duality, happiness and distress, victory and defeat. You have to tolerate. Further, in the material world, our senses are always agitating. The eyes say, take me to a movie. The ears say, give me some mundane music. So, we have to tolerate what is detrimental, what spiritual advancement should be avoided. Then a saintly person is Karunikaha. Karunikaha means merciful. So, the various ways how we exhibit mercy. On Sunday we were speaking on ISKCON's 50th anniversary. And we mentioned to you how Prabhupada one time was living in the Bowery. You know what the Bowery is famous for?
Drug
addicts. They're all hanging on there. And if you walk in the Bowery, you'll meet plenty of people begging you for a dollar to buy beer. And many people give. He said, oh, the poor man doesn't have money. That's one type of money. But real mercy is giving people knowledge of God, giving people knowledge that you are not this body and how real happiness can be found. It is so nice to see in North America so many of our congregation devotees like all of you go regularly in the history books. In Toronto also they're doing that. So the best way of exhibiting mercy is to give people knowledge about God. Then he says, Sudha Sarvadhainam. The saintly person is a friend of everyone. He has no enemies. In ordinary society, if somebody criticizes us or gives us some suggestion, what do we say? He's envious of me. But a devotee remains undisturbed and is inimical to none. So by associating with saintly people, you get the real philosophy, chant the holy name. Therefore, chanting the holy name is considered the most important activity. You get this knowledge by spiritual association. That's like Prabhupada. He took this knowledge to the whole world, and slowly, slowly, people all over the world took to Krishna consciousness. Today, as we said the other day, there are more than 650 temples worldwide. And virtually in every corner of the globe, people are chanting the holy name. Why? So this chanting the holy name is universal in character. It is not something sectarian. The materialists often wonder, how can they chant the same name again and again and not get tired? Oh, who will answer that?
It's ever fresh.
Okay, huh?
Ever fresh.
Because the holy name
descending from the...
is not different from the Lord. This is the most valuable asset. There was once a Brahmin, he had pleased demigod Shiva, and he got a benediction. And based on that, he went to Sanatana Goswami, who was chanting in the forest, and he said, I got this benediction from Lord Shiva, that you will give me the most expensive item you have. He says, yes. There is a touchstone lying below the heap of garbage. Take it and become a millionaire. That person was very happy. Wherever he touched, it turned into gold. It was an ecstasy. But then he met an intelligent man who said, sir, where did you get all this from and how did you get it? He explained everything. And finally he said, but this touchstone was lying under a heap of garbage. So the intelligent man said, if this was the most valuable item he had, why was it under a heap of garbage? And then he gave him the most valuable asset. What was that? The holy name. The holy name needs no introduction. There are three stages of chanting the holy name. The offensive stage, the stage of minimizing offenses, and the purified stage. Chanting is beneficial in any situation. Prabhupada went to India in 1971 with over 100 American and Canadian disciples. When they went to India, it created a big sensation. Prabhupada had bundle programs in which 30,000 people would come. They were amazed. Indians had never seen Westerners put on tilak with dhoti kurta and sari. So one movie producer made a movie called Hare Rama Hare Krishna. In that movie he showed that people chant Hare Krishna and take drugs. Or they take drugs, they feel high, and then they chant. But the good thing in the movie was, in the whole movie, the Hare Krishna mantra was in the background. And the bad thing was, they completely missed the Vidyanjana philosophy. So, I went to Prabhupada in Bombay in 1973. The movie was just released, and it was a big hit in India. I said, this movie is going to spoil our image, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, no, nothing will be lost. People will hear the holy name and will benefit. So the holy name is beneficial in any situation. But all of you sitting here are either initiated devotees or desirous of getting initiation, which means you are desirous of pursuing spiritual life. So what should be our position? The three stages of chanting. Offensive stage, I knew one man in India, he was chanting 22 rounds a day, but he was also getting drunk every night. So, that is the offensive stage. You're chanting, you may be following regular principles or not, but at least you're chanting. But then when you meet saintly people, you get to know the philosophy. And you get to know that we should avoid offenses. And then you endeavor to avoid offenses. This is known as the stage of minimizing offenses. You try to avoid the offenses. How many offenses are there? Again, chanting the holy name. What are they? First one. Yes, this is known as Vaishnava Prad. I think, oh, I am jealous of that man. He's doing such nice service. I am blasting him. What is the second offense?
Consider the
names
of demigods
and lords. The name of demigods to be equal to. So, who are the demigods? The demigods are empowered administrators. They are empowered by the Supreme Lord. They are not equal to the Lord or independent of the Lord. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsam Vitaya. There is only one Supreme Master. What's the next offense? Yes. These are the instruction of the Spiritual Master. Or to consider him to be an ordinary person. Who is the spiritual master? I think I explained it yesterday. The spiritual master is simply a transcendental postman. So the 10 offenses, but when we sit down to chant the holy name, our goal should be to chant attentively. The mind will wander, don't worry. But when you're chanting a japa, make this your main activity. Now that you're chanting, and doing 10 other jobs at the same time. And you will find the more attentive your chanting is, the faster will be the cleansing of the heart. You must recognize our hearts are heavily contaminated. What are they contaminated with? What are the anarthas?
Ego.
Greed. Envy, madness. So we should avoid these anarthas. But avoid them is not easy. You say in English, talk is cheap. You know what that means. Easy to talk, hard to implement. So it's easy to talk, But if you can implement them, if you are determined, determination is necessary. So we chant attentively, the heart will get the grandfather. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpan Havamadvanganamapanam. By chanting the holy name, the first benefit is the heart will get. Is this the only benefit? No. What is the other benefit?
There's increasing happiness.
Ananda Bodhi Vandana. As you chant the holy name, you get more and more satisfaction, and you get more and more happiness. That is a fact. Prabhupada used to say, there's a limit to the height of the waves of the ocean. You can go next to the ocean, and you can measure. Even if it's very windy, there's a limit to how high the waves can go. But there's no limit to the height of the transcendental ocean. As you chant and take shelter of the Lord, you feel more and more happiness. And as you get that happiness, you get a taste of the holy name. That is our real goal. I spoke about that yesterday. And to get the taste, we have to make an effort. Right now we have taste for what? Eating spaghetti and pizza. We have taste for prajalpa. We have taste for vulgar things. We have to change that taste. So by chanting the holy name, you can experience real happiness. What else? What is the other benefit? Become free from the cycle of birth and death. When Prabhupada met his guru in 1921, Bhaktisiddhantaji said, you are an educated young man, take the teaching of Lord Chaitanya to the Western world. Prabhupada said, well, we should make our country independent. Otherwise, who will listen to us? Right now we are a dominated country. Bhaktisiddhantaji said, real independence is not political independence, not economic independence, but independence from so the cycle of birth and death, samsara, is very, very painful. When we are young, energetic, we don't visualize it. We think, oh, this is all propaganda. But in our job, we have to meet all types of people. Visit hospitals, nursing homes, attend funerals, etc. And we see how misery strikes everyone. And birth, disease, old age are painful. What am I saying? But it's not so bad in Canada. You have a good medical plan. You have a good medical plan. And I'm told that I have private insurance also. So even if we have all this, does any medical plan compensate you for the pain? No. The disease, and believe me, diseases are increasing everywhere. Many people say all the diseases are only in terrible countries like India. But there's disease even over here. We have a devotee psychologist, a very big psychologist in the Washington area. She was telling me how all day she's just meeting people with broken families, broken hearts. So there is disease, there is old age. Nobody likes old age. Does anyone like old age? If somebody told you, you can change more. What about changing your youth and old age? Nobody will be ready. If you want to insult the young man, just tell him how old he looks. And if you want to flatter an old person, Let's tell him how young he looks. But nobody likes old age. And of course nobody likes death. That's why in English you say, as sure as death. It is said that there's only one business that never gets into recession. Everything else gets into recession, and that is the funeral business. That people are always dying. Funerals, I don't know how many of you know, in this part of the world is very expensive. And sometimes the funerals cost $20,000-$30,000. Depends on how much makeup you want. Sometimes they do so much makeup, you can't even recognize the person anymore. Anyway, they want to give the impression the person died in peace. But nobody died in peace. Everyone died in agony. Except one who has taken shelter of the Lord. So Krishna says, come and take shelter of me. Surrender to me. But we say, what's the urgency? Prabhupada used to give a story. There was once a man who would bring water to the Jagannath Puri temple. He was a local resident. So every day he would bring water, leave water in the doorstep, and say, I'll have darshan tomorrow. So he went on doing this for years and years, till finally death came before he had darshan. So death, as I just said, is uncertain and can strike at any time. So Krishna says, take shelter of me. So chant the holy name. This chanting will give you real happiness and contentment. Nothing else can be compared. Like I said in a lecture on Sunday, and when Prabhupada started this movement, the hippie culture was gaining momentum in America. And their ideology was, drink drugs and feel high. We feel high for some time and again it comes down to the normal platform. So the devotees came up with a slogan, chant Hare Krishna, stay high forever. That's true.
And it's cheaper.
Yeah. It's free. Not only cheaper, it's free. 100% free. So chant Hare Krishna, and again, the result, 100% free. Griyasa in Delhi came up to me about a year ago and said, Maharaj, since I became a devotee, my household expenses have gone down by 50%. I said, how? I knew, but still I asked him how. He said, now I want to go from home to office to temple. Previously I would go to clubs, movies, and spend so much money. So even from an economic standpoint, if you become a Hare Krishna devotee, you save money. You can lose money elsewhere, but you at least get a good habit. And you also score well in university because you don't have any bad habits. We have evidence that children of devotee parents do very well in their mature studies also. So this chanting I know all of you are doing. But now our goal should be to improve the quality of our chanting. And that is possible by effort. And then read Prabhupada's books. I mean, I visit sometimes devotee homes and I find they don't even have the new Bhagavatam set in their house. They have a $500,000 house in which they are living. And when I asked them, where is the Bhagavatam set? Oh, that I don't have it there. So how will you read if you don't have? You should have all the Prabhupada books. You should, all of you can afford the latest books. And read these books. Of course, if you don't want to read them, at least use the new books for decoration. But if you read them, that is much better. But if you don't have the book, then you're really unfortunate. Each of you should have a new Bhagavatam set, new Chaitanya Charitamrita set, near home. So please take this Krishna consciousness seriously and perfect your life. Don't waste time I am entitled for no one. Bhagavatam says, with the rising and setting of the sun, the duration of life of everyone, when a devotee of the Lord is reduced. This is when we realize, now the sun has set today. Do you realize, one day less is left in your life? No one thinks like that. In the old days, they had these calendars. They used to call them date pad calendars. Like 25th July over, they would tear out the... So that is really a fact. One day less left in your life as you go to sleep. So please value time and serve the Lord with determination. Hare Krishna. I want you to give some time for questions. And then you all have any questions? Any questions? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Somebody taking a demigod, a charter of demigods like a Shiva or Durga, what happened?
Yeah. Demigods are empowered administrators, but the demigods are pleased and the Lord is served. But if you go and worship the demigod, you go to their planet, not to the ultimate. You need to tell them now, Janmashtami is coming. So my request to all of you is read the Krishna book, start from chapter 1, and start reading about Krishna's pastime. This is the best way to prepare for Janmashtami. I spoke on this in the morning lecture. Yes, more questions? You don't ask too many questions. That means you all are not too serious. You don't read enough. Yes?
Yes, Maharaj. So, what are the qualities of a good preacher? And what are the activities that we should perform that we our preaching will be effective?
This morning, I gave a Bhagavatam class in Amnuro temple. And in the purport, Prabhupada was saying, how Chaitanya said, Jaya Dagatayaka Krishna Mude. So we should all have the preaching mood. Sometimes we feel, nobody wants to listen to us. Nobody is interested, that's wrong. There are thousands of people interested. They're just waiting for us to approach them. Our mood should be repeat what we have heard. And those of you who have facilities, have a Bhakti Riksha program in your house. Invite people to your house. Don't worry, after they go, I have to clean the prasadam plate and clean the house, clean the kitchen. Even if you have to do that, then get mercy of the Lord. So I have Bhakti Rukhya program. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was a great pioneer. He gave us the concept of Namahat. Namahat means a shop where the holy name is being distributed. So Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, in every corner of Toronto, for example, you have a shop where you can buy cigarettes, liquor, and so on. But we can't open a temple in every corner. But in every corner there should be an outlet where the holy name is being distributed. So each of you who have homes can have a preaching program in your house. If not every week, every 2 weeks. In the city of Moscow, you heard of Moscow?
Yes.
Which country is it? there's a Moscow in America also, in Idaho. So in Moscow, Russia, all our devotees are 100% Russian. No Indians there. And we have more than 600 Bhakti Riksha groups. 8,000 devotees who do jobs and businesses and chant 16 rounds a day. In spite of the fact the church is always attacking us, they put advertisements in the papers, in the TV. Don't buy Gita from these demons. Yeah. Still there are something. So if we try, Krishna will help. Yes? Chari Thakur.
Guru Maharaj, I remember they wanted to sue Bhagavad Gita. There was a court.
Do you remember? Yeah, we won the case.
They sued Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, yeah, somebody had said the Bhagavad Gita is demonic literature. So we brought it up in the Indian Parliament. Because it was Gita, all the political parties united and condemned. Then we won the court case. Okay, more questions?
In the course of preaching, can you say something about, because like we reach out to people and then once they come, we have to take care of them. And so it's a very small percentage who will live in a temple, and also not a lot will have a Krishna conscious family. So how do you...
We don't say everyone has to live in the temple. Those who are in the household or ashram should live at home. And if somebody wants to become a brahmachari like you, then that's different. But if somebody wants to be counseled, then you can do that. But practice Krishna consciousness. And we should take care of new people. Just like a mother takes care of a young child with a newborn baby with care, we have to take care of these new candidates for spiritual life. They may say nonsense. They may act in a crazy manner. We should be tolerant. Okay, any more?
Right. What is the benefit of offensive chanting?
Benefit of offensive chanting? or attentive chanting?
No, Maharaj, because most of us are designed the offensive chanting. Is there any benefit of doing that? Should I stop, do something else?
No, chanting is better than nothing. What's it better? Chanting is better than no chanting.
Yeah.
But if you keep chanting, you'll get purified. Yes?
How to improve the quality of chanting?
Everything is possible by endeavor. Nothing goes without endeavor. Just like when you were studying in college, you want to get admitted in IIT, you really work hard to get grades to enjoy. So the point is, everything is possible by making an effort. God helps those who help themselves. Okay, last question. Yes.
Maharaj, you said that the holy name is...
I had a very busy day today. Yeah. Therefore, we need to keep hearing, just like sense and telephone, or any, everyone knows the sense and phone, or Apple phones. They advertise everywhere. They remind you. They don't trust your intelligence. Just knowing is not enough. They need to bombard you with publicity. So we can afford this publicity on TV and all, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. We don't have that type of money. So we need to keep hearing regularly. That'll help. Okay? Yes.
Humble request that our Bhakti Viksha Gupta, the kids want to perform like a one verse. Is it possible that you can.
One drama?
No, there needs a one
verse.
Some verses from Gopita. They want to recite the kids.
Okay. It's only 12 o'clock, we can go on and go. Okay. After that, we will stop. So thank you very much, devotees. I leave tomorrow morning. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Very good. Very good. Anyone behind you? Surely you did a good job. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you. In the same day that from a young age, you grow with good habits. So thank you very much. Please expand the breathing. I will.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.